L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Nick Keiser here with you on this Wednesday morning. College football, thankfully, is back. Vanderbilt taking on Hawaii coming up this weekend in week zero around college football. And to help us talk more about that, we welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, good morning. How are we doing?
Really well. How are y'all doing?
We're awesome. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us and looking forward to being with you every Wednesday morning throughout the season here on Robbie and Rex. So, Clark, how has fall camp been to this point? And I guess how exciting is it that game week is finally here and that your guys are going to be on the field coming up on Saturday?
Well, probably unsurprisingly, you know, I feel like we've had a good fall. I mean, that we're not playing the best football that we'll play you know, this year right now. That means that there's more room for us to grow and develop, and I'm excited for that. I think that's the one part of the season that is underrated, is just how much you can actually evolve your team forward as the year goes on. So that's always a fun challenge. But, you know, I feel like the guys attacked fall camp. I feel like we had a vision for growing closer as a team and taking the foundational elements of, you know, the first 8 months together as team three, taking those forward and building upon them and deepening our football understanding. And I saw that elevated play on both sides of the ball. You know, our good on good looks closer to what it's going to look like as we get into league play. So we know a little bit more about who we are right now. And yet we're going to put the ball down on Saturday and we're going to learn a lot more, because in college, you don't have the luxury of having some preseason tests to kind of wade your way into the season. We're going to drop right in and against a good opponent that will come in here with a chip on their shoulder, ready to prove something. And so I'm excited. And part of that excitement is just always that element of the unknown.
Clark, how about just AJ Swan in particular? How have you seen him grow? Obviously, you know, true freshman, he's out there making some plays, gets a little nicked up, but a very promising freshman year. I know a lot of times with quarterbacks that first full off season after you're in a program can see some big gains. How have you seen that come along with him? And then also, I think you have one of the best backup QB situations in college football. I assume you're pretty confident if you need to go to Ken at any point this year that he can come right in and you won't miss much. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, starting with Ken, I think, you know, it's not just about, you know, Ken's a capable player. Ken has played well as a starting quarterback here. He's also gotten a lot better. Like I'm endlessly blown away with how Ken Seals has stayed in the fight, stayed committed, been a great teammate, and just continually worked his craft. I mean, the mental toughness it takes to fight through adversity and to stay on that progression line. You know, I got a ton of respect for Ken, and so we're happy to have him. And what I've learned in my first 2 years is, you know, we haven't not played two quarterbacks to this point. And so, you know, I think he's got to be ready and prepare as though he's the starter, because, you know, there's a high likelihood that he gets called into action at some point. And I know he'll be ready. He's proven that in the way he trains. As far as AJ goes, I mean, we recognized his talent as a thrower. And really, I shouldn't say as a thrower, as a passer. You know, I mean, he has really good touch, throws a nice deep ball, has a nice feel for the intermediate passing game too. You know, we recognized that when he enrolled early last year. You know, he stayed patient and kept focused on his process at the beginning of last season. Ultimately, when he entered the game against Wake Forest last year, we saw flashes of a guy that could get the ball out on the perimeter and help weaponize what was growing to be a dangerous receiver room. And so, you know, he had a great way about him, and we were impressed with his commitment to process early. I think this off season's about obviously his physical growth, but from an offensive standpoint, about his ownership over the offense. So understanding, thinking for Joey Lynch on the field, understanding what the defense is doing, how we can get from a bad play to a good play, the control that he can take to move those pieces into place to give ourselves the best chance to be explosive. And I've been really impressed. He's a very smart player, and I've been impressed with his growth in those areas. And, you know, we feel like we've surrounded him with capable people. And so he's going to be distributing the ball to receivers who have proven game experience. We've also got some young explosive players in that room. You know, our running backs have continued to grow forward. He's playing behind an offensive line that has a ton of starts together, blocked for a 1,000-yard rusher last year. So his role is less about the spectacular play and more about the routine play, down in, down out, get us in good plays, deliver the ball on time and in location. And you know, so in some ways, growth for him is about doing less, doing it really well, and commanding the offense on the field.
Clark Lee with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, Vanderbilt football coach. And Clark, you brought up the receiver room, and we've talked about that here on the show, just how exciting that group looks. How big of a strength do you feel like your wide receivers could be for you guys heading into this season?
Well, we feel like there's a lot of potential there, and we've seen through the course of camp, one of the things as a coach that in college that you get to witness is like maturity and growth. And I'm talking about the growth of the person, growth in process. You know, I think there's always been talent in that room. That talent has grown as guys have been, you know, involved in our developmental systems and our strength and conditioning program, as they've grown comfort with the language and the system, with the coaches. But also, you know, you're dealing with 18 to 22. And so there's always this moment where you see the light go off and you the player understands a little more about what's required day in, day out. And that room, I think, epitomizes that. It's a testament to those guys coming together and really developing a culture and identity within their room. I think it's a testament to Alex Bailey and the job he's done to get that group focused and pointed in the same direction. But, you know, obviously we know what Will Shepherd can do. He's a fearless, tough receiver, big and physical. He's improved on the contested balls, the 50-50 balls down the field. I'm excited to watch him. I've seen it every day in camp. You know, you look at Quincy Skinner as a guy who emerged last year as a big play threat, made a huge catch on the 4th-and-11 snap against Kentucky that extended the drive and allowed us to take the go-ahead score. He has grown up a lot and I think is poised to have a year where he becomes a part of the conversation, you know, for postseason awards. Gamarion Carter, who, you know, again, last year was just getting his feet underneath him, caught a hitch and took it 80 yards against Missouri to put us within one score last season on a disappointing outcome. But he's a guy, too, now that has had another year in systems and development and comfort. He's someone that we're looking at. And then Jaden McGowan in the slot, you know, showed up last year and really, you know, was able to add a counterpunch there for us where we had, you know, get him in space, get him in matchups. You know, he has the ability to hit the big play. And so those guys all return and they're all a year better. And, you know, we have a quarterback that's comfortable with them. And then you can't talk about the receiver room without also acknowledging London Humphreys and Junior Sherrill, two local players that have really made great impressions through the course of fall camp and that we think can come in and impact winning for us. So it's a deep room. And hey, you know, I think some of the challenges, how do we get these guys in rhythm? How do we make sure they're getting their touches? How do we keep them engaged through the course of the game? Because all of them have the ability to break the big play and to be there in the moment where we need a play and to deliver on that. So it's a good problem to have. Obviously that's all got to come together in performance, and you know, Saturday will not be perfect, but we'll work through our issues and again learn a lot about where we are.
Clark, can you quantify the gains you've made as a program in the trenches, and I'm talking both sides of the ball, maybe from your arrival to now, It seems pretty vast from the outside looking in, but just how would you assess that? And do you feel like this team, you know, is more equipped when you go up against the most talented teams in the trenches in this league to compete, you know, on a down and out basis?
Well, you know, I feel like I don't want to be the coach that's just like the preseason, you know, hype machine here. We're all excited, but we've made a lot of positive gains on both sides. I thought the O-line really started this. You know, if you go back to last year, going into the spring, that was the position I had the biggest question mark around. I mean, I just wasn't sure how it was going to look, show up. We did not play well in the offensive line in year one. You know, we struggled to protect the quarterback. We struggled to get a run game going. And so, you know, really concerned about, you know, what that might look like. Again, what I saw through winter and spring a year ago was that group came together, formed an identity of toughness and a connectedness. And I felt like really was a good offensive line in our conference last year. I mean, in terms of us protecting the quarterback, obviously blocking for a 1,000-yard rusher. Those guys are developing, they're forging bonds, they're coming together, and they're led by AJ Blazek, and he's done a great job, you know, facilitating that growth. They've carried that forward. You know, that's a good line. And so now you flip to the defensive side and say, hey, we've struggled with our four-man rush. It got better as the year went on last year. We were able to end the game against Kentucky, pressuring the quarterback. You know, we were able to shorten downs at times, but that's probably the group in our program from the winter till now that I've seen the most growth. And what I see is, you know, we have length, athleticism, and size. You know, we won't be the biggest. We won't be the most athletic. You know, we won't be the longest front. But we have everything we need there to be really dangerous. I think Coach Larry Black's done a great job of like honing in on the skills that they need to develop to win the point of attack. And so when you talk about, you know, playing against the O-lines in this conference, some of that is obviously God-given and just the gifts that, you know, that our players have. But also, you know, it's about refining skills and what does the takeoff look like? What is our strike points with our hands? What is our pad level? And then from there, it's how are we designing success for them too and giving them opportunities to move and teaching them the skills of movement also. So not to go too far into the weeds on this, I feel like the defensive line has come a long way. I think we see in the trenches now at Vanderbilt good on good every single day. And so as iron sharpens iron, you know, we feel like we know a little more about the truth of what we have, and we're really excited. Now it's got to all come together for us. And like I said, Saturday won't be perfect, but it'll give us an indication of where we are and where we need to kind of fill in the gaps to keep moving that group forward.
Well, we're looking forward to the game coming up on Saturday. You can check it out right here on 102.5, 106.3, the game. Pre-game beginning at 5 o'clock, and the game kicking off at 6:30, Vanderbilt and Hawaii coming up on Saturday night. Clark, thanks so much for taking time to join us here on the program. Looking forward to talking with you throughout the season here, and good luck coming up on Saturday.
Awesome, guys. Y'all take care. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee, our guest on Robbie and Rex. We'll take your thoughts. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Coming up next, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 745 here on the program. We will do that next. This is 1025-1063, the game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.